The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, 3rd Chapter, Text Number 15, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 1st, 1972, in Los Angeles.
Translation. Maharaj Parikshit, the grandson of the Pandavas, was from his very childhood a great devotee of the Lord. Even while playing with dolls, he used to worship Lord Krishna by imitating the worship of the family deity.
Krishna Kriya. Bala Kriya Nakai Kriya. Krishna Kriya Jarat. This is the facility of taking birth in a Vaishnava family. Children, simply by playing with Krishna, they become Krishna conscious. Somewhere or other, if somebody comes in contact with Krishna, then his life becomes successful. So, this Krishna Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, can be practiced even by a child without interfering with his natural propensities. A child naturally wants to play, so he can play with Krishna deity. We had the opportunity of doing that. My father was worshipping Krishna deity, so I wanted to imitate him, and he gave me a small deity. That deity is still worshipped. my sister and myself, whatever we are eating, we are offering exactly the same archav. And father used to encourage. This is Ratha Yatra and Radha Krishna temple, which we are propagating. It was from the very beginning of our life, was initiated by our parents. So, anyone can initiate his child to this Krishna consciousness understanding from the very beginning. Without any education, without any knowledge, there is no need of high-grade knowledge or education to understand Krishna consciousness. It is already there in everyone's heart, as it is stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna bhakti nitya siddha. Nitya siddha. It is eternally a fact. Krishna's bhakti nitya siddha. Nitya means eternally. And siddha, it is not to be realized, it is already there. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Sadhya Kavuna. It is not that one has to learn it artificially by some gymnastic. No. Natural. Just like the children here, they are also dancing with their parents. They are offering flower, trying to imitate how to chant. Naturally, and they are very much pleased. So similarly, in our Dallas school, if these things are introduced, Krishna Kriya, I have already suggested how they can be engaged in Krishna Kriya. So somehow or other they should be engaged in Krishna Kriya. It doesn't matter whether one understands it or not understands. It is just like touchstone. infection, you know or do not know, it will act. Because Krishna bhakti, love for Krishna is there in everyone's heart. If it is not so, how you all young boys and girls are taking it very seriously? It is a question of 2-3 years or less than that. Our students are joining, but they are becoming first class Krishna bhakta devotees. Even in India, they also are surprised that how these Europeans and Americans are coming to such nice Krishna consciousness. Not only Europeans, Americans, but Africans also. This is the proof that love for Krishna is there in everyone's heart. That is stated by Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kavya. Krishna bhakti nitya siddha. Eternally it is a fact. Simply, it has to be awake. Just like attraction for the opposite sex, a girl or a boy. That is natural. It is not unnatural. It has, nobody goes to school and colleges how to learn, how to be attracted by young man. No. It doesn't require any education. The natural instinct is already there. When the boy or the girl have grown up, naturally the attraction is there, spontaneous. Similarly, he has to be, they have to be brought up in proper situation. In India, therefore, early marriage is recommended according to Shastra. According to Vedic civilization, a girl before attaining puberty must be married. There are so many injunctions about that. And the responsibility is of the father, or in the absence of father, the elderly members or brother. It is called Kunyadai. Kunyadai means it is the obligation. You cannot avoid it. You can avoid the marriage of your son, but you cannot avoid the marriage of your daughter. That is Vedic injunction. Of course, when the marriage of daughter is there, then must be on boy. That is understood. But special care is taken for a daughter's marriage. Somewhere, if he has no money, he begs from friends and gets his daughter married. This is system. Because there is time, it will be hankering. There will be hankering for sex. So, if there is ready husband, then the girl is saved. That is the psychology. So, our point is that as this hankering after sex, or the opposite sex, is natural, it doesn't require to be educated. Similarly, Krishna bhakti is also natural. It is not that because we have established this temple and people are here, of course, there is practice, but that practice is also very simple. Simply, you have to hear, that's all. It doesn't require any gymnastic. Just like in other yogic process, hatha yoga, you have to learn so many things. jam, yam, dhyan, dharana, asan, pranayam, so many things. But here, there is no need. Simply sit down and hear about Krishna. That's all. But that hearing must be from a person who is realized. Then it will act. Krishna bhakti nitya siddha saddha kavunoy sabanadi shuddha chitte. By hearing, the more your heart will be cleansed of all material infection, you will understand what is Krishna. In dirty heart, you cannot. Therefore, to cleanse the heart, it is required that you regularly hear. Therefore, you are holding this class, chanting Hare Krishna, all about Krishna. Kirtaniya Sadahari. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that we must hear about Krishna 24 hours. Not that a particular time I hear and then stop. Don't stop. Mold your life in such a way that just like Parikshit Maharaj, from the very beginning of life, taught Krishna Kriya. Read. Perfect.
The Bhagavad Gita is stated, Bhagavad Gita 6:41, that even a person who has failed in the proper discharge of the yoga practice is given a chance to take birth in the house of devout brahmanas, or in the houses of rich men, like the kshatriya kings, or rich merchants. But Maharaj Parikshit was more than that, because he was a great devotee of the Lord since his previous birth, and as such he took his birth in an imperial family of the Kurus, and especially that of the Pandavas. So from the very beginning of his childhood, he had the chance of knowing intimately the devotional service of Lord Krishna in his own family. The Pandavas, all being devotees of the Lord, certainly venerated family deities in the royal palace for worship. Children who appear in such families, fortunately...
Still, in India, those were rich men, they have got their family temporal duties. One temple is there in Kanpur, the family members, they are very rich. So the rule is that if the family members do not come in the temple to offer obeisances to the deity, they will be fined. The mother, the head of the family, mother is still in it. She has imposed this law that any of my children or grandchildren, he or she does not visit the temple, then according to this rule, this fine should be realized from them. So if somebody misses to go in the temple one day, the priest presents the bill, sir, you have been fined, kindly pay. So they pay, yes. So we should also impose that rule. Anyone who is not attending Mangalarati should be fined. And the fine should be that he must sell one Krishna book. Is that all right? Yes. Go on.
Children who appear in such families, fortunately, generally imitate such worship of the deity, even in the way of...
Children's nature is to imitate, because they have to learn. So nature has given them the propensity to imitate. So the first imitation begins from the parents. If the parent is nice Krishna devotee, naturally the children become devotee. That is the opportunity of taking birth in a Vaishnava family. So, you are all Vaishnavas. If your children do not become Vaishnava in the future, then it is a great fault on your part. So you should be very cautious, careful that children are not going astray. they are becoming as actually Krishna consciousness. That means you have to imitate. You have to be devotee and they will imitate. By imitation, 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 they will come to Krishna consciousness. Then they will never give it up.
By the grace of Lord Shri Krishna, we had the chance of being born in a Vaishnava family, and in our childhood we imitated the worship of Lord Krishna by imitating our father, and our father encouraged us in all respects to observe all functions such as Rath Yatra and Gola Yatra ceremonies, and used to spend money liberally for distributing prasadam to us children and our friends. Our spiritual master, who also took his birth in a Vaishnava family, got all inspirations from his great Vaishnava father, Thakur Bhakti Vinod. That is the way of all lucky Vaishnava families. The celebrated Mirabai was a staunch devotee of Lord Krishna as the great lifter of Govardhan Hill. The life history of many such devotees is almost the same, because there is always symmetry between the early lives of all great devotees of the Lord. According to Jiva Goswami, Maharaj Parikit must have heard about the childhood pastimes of Lord Krishna at Vrindavan, for he used to imitate the pastimes with his young playmates. According to Sridhar Swami, Maharaj Parikit used to imitate the worship of the family deity by elderly members. Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti also confirms the viewpoint of Jiva Goswami. So accepting either of them, Maharaj Parikit was naturally inclined to Lord Krishna from his very childhood, and he might have imitated either of the above-mentioned procedures, and all of them established his great devotion from his very childhood, a symptom of the Mahabhagavata. Such Mahabhagavatas are called Nitya-siddhas, or souls liberated from birth. But there are also others who may not be liberated from birth, but who develop a tendency for devotional service by association, and they are called Sadhana-siddhas. There is no difference between the two in the ultimate issue, and so the conclusion is that everyone can become a sadhana siddha, a devotee of the Lord, simply by association with the pure devotees. The concrete example is our great spiritual master, Sri Narada Muni. In his previous life, he was simply a boy of a maidservant, but through association with great devotees, he became a devotee of the Lord of his own standard, unique in the history of devotional service.
So, this is the difference between sadhana siddha and nitya siddha. Gaurangera sangi gane nitya siddha boli mane. Sijaya brajanda nandana pas. Gaura mandala bhumi jiva jane chinta mane. Tarahai braja bhumi bas. So, nitya siddha means he has no chance to forget Krishna. That is called nitya siddha. And sadhana siddha means by following the regulative principles, the rules and regulations, one revives his Krishna consciousness. Both things are siddha, because you cannot revive Krishna consciousness without being Krishna conscious. It may be covered. So nitya siddha means he does not get covered by the influence of material nature about his natural devotion tendency to serve Krishna. He never becomes covered. This is the difference. Krishna gives him chance to get birth in such a family, just like Parikrit Maharaj, that he never gets the chance of forgetting Krishna. So one who does not get the chance of forgetting Krishna is called nitya siddha. This is the difference. And sadhana siddha means one has forgotten Krishna. That is the position of all materialistic men. Every one of us forgotten. But even though forgotten, the thing is there. It has to be awakened only. And the awakening process is hearing. Just like you are out of your family touch for many years, practically you are forgotten. Now, if somebody comes to you, some friend, do you remember your child, when he came out, you were such little, and now he's grown up, now he's this, that, so on. If for some days the topics of the family is, then again he becomes attracted. Let me go and see. That it is natural. Similarly, anyone who has forgotten Krishna, somehow or other, the cause maybe is so many. But if he is given chance to hear about Krishna, Sinnatang Sakatha Krishna, Sinnatang Sakatha Krishna, Punna Sevana Kirtana, Riddhantasya Avadrani, Vidhunati Suhistatam. As soon as somehow or other one begins to hear about Krishna, either by his natural inclination or by chance, or anyway, he comes to hear about Krishna, attains hearing about Krishna, then Krishna is within everyone's heart, Paramatma. So, Krishna helps him immediately. Krishna helps both ways. If you want to forget Krishna, Krishna will help you in that way, so that you will be able to forget Krishna. Similarly, if you want to revive your lost relationship with Krishna again, Krishna will help you. These things are stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Tisam nityabhijuktanam, tisam satatujuktanam bhajatam pridipurvakam. One who is engaged 24 hours in rendering service to the Lord with faith and devotion. Bhajatam. Bhajatam, this word is used. Bhaja, seva, service. Bhajasimayam, every verbal root has got particular meaning. When this bhajata, bhajan, just we call bhajan, bhajan means serving the Lord. So bhajata, one he is engaged always. He is on nitya satato jittara. 24 hours he is engaged. In that case, what? Krishna is very pleased upon him. No, now he has taken to my service. He is engaged 24 hours. All right, let him give some instruction. So Krishna within is, so, sinnathang sakatha Krishna, punna sevana kirtana. One prophet is, by hearing about Krishna, he becomes gradually sinless. Simply by hearing. Unless we are sinful, we don't come into the material world. So we have to become sinless before going back to home, back to God. Because kingdom of God, God is pure, the kingdom is pure, no impure living entity can enter there. So one has to become pure. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Jisam antagatam papam. One who has completely been freed from all sinful reaction of his life. Jisam antagatam papam. Jananam punyakarmana. And always engaged in pious activities. No more sinful activities. So, this Krishna consciousness moment is that once he is given chance to erase all the sinful activities and keep him himself intact, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling. If we follow this regulation, then after initiation all my sins are washed off. And if I keep myself in that vast opposition, then why is the question of becoming sinful again? But once washed off, you take your bath and again take the dust and throw on your body, that process will not help. If you say, I'll take again wash and again to throw, then what is the use of washing? Wash off. Once washed off. Now keep yourself in that washed off condition. That is required. So that will be possible if you keep yourself constantly in touch with Krishna by hearing about Him. That's all. You have to remain uncontaminated. That is punna savana kirtana. If you hear about Krishna, then punna, you will be always in pious position. Punna savana kirtana. Either you chant, or therefore our recommendation is always chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram, Ram, Ram. So we should be careful about our slipping down again into the sinful activities, that everyone should be careful and keep oneself in the chanting process. Then he's all right. Sinnatang sakata Krishna punna sabana kirtana. And gradually, as you go on hearing about Krishna, all the dirty things within the heart will be cleansed. The dirty things are that I am a material body, I am American, I am Indian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, and this and that. These are all different types of covering of the soul. The uncovered soul is fully conscious that I am eternal servant of God. That's all. One has no other identification. That is called mukti. When one comes to the understanding that I am eternal servant of Krishna, God, and my only business is to serve Him, that is called mukti. Mukti does not mean that you will have another two hands, another two legs, no, the same thing. Simply it is cleansed. Just like a man is suffering from fever, the symptoms are so many. But as soon as the fever is not there, then all these symptoms go. So our this fever in this material world is sense gratification. Sense gratification. This is the fever. So when we become engaged in Krishna consciousness, this sense gratification business ceases. That is the difference. That is the test how you are becoming advanced in Krishna consciousness. Vakti parasanubhava virakti annatrasya. That is the test. So, because this disease is called bhavarog. Bhavarog means again and again taking birth. Bhavarog. But if we take the medicine, bhavaushadhi, everything is there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhavarog, the disease of repeated birth and death in the material world, and the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra is bhavaushadhi, the medicine to cure this bhavarog. Bhavaushadhi chotra manobhirama ka uttama sloka gunanubada virajyate pumana vilapasukna nidvitta tarsai rupagiyamana. They are very nice verses in Bhagavad. Nidvitta tarsai rupagiyamana. This chanting of the holy name of Krishna, God, is possible by person who is disgusted with all these material activities. They can actually chant. That means mukta purush, liberated soul. It is chanting of Hare Krishna mantra is the business of liberated soul, not for the conditioned soul. But even in our conditioned life, we chant, we become gradually purified. Therefore, it is recommended that everyone should chant. Never mind. Nama pavitra pavitrava. Jasmare pundarika akhyam. Anyone who remembers the pundarika akhyam, by chanting he'll remember. So, nidvitta tarsai rupagiyamana bhavosadhi. It is the medicine for our, this bhavarog, repeated birth and such a nice thing. Nidvitta tarsai rupagiyamana bhavosadhi chotra mano bhinama. Not only it is medicine, medicine is always bitter. But it is not bitter. Mano bhinama. It is very pleasing to the mind, to the senses. Otherwise, how we become ecstatic in chanting? Unless it is pleasing. It is medicine, but pleasing medicine. Other medicines, they are very bitter. If you practice yoga, or you have to take so much labor, and that you do not know whether you will be successful or not, how to yoga. And if you take to jnana, that also requires much education, much understanding of philosophy. They are actually, although they are medicine, but they are bitter medicine. Not very palatable. Neither everyone can take it. A child cannot become a jnani. A child cannot become a yogi. But a child can become a bhakta. Therefore, this is the easiest process. Pleasing. Everyone is pleased to execute this process. Nidvitta tarsai rupagiyo mana. Bhavau sadhi chotra manobhirama. Manobhirama. Even for an ordinary man who wants to hear about conjugal love, they read that for so many novel, fiction, dramas. What is that? The love affairs between one young man, one young boy. But that is also there, Krishna, Radha Krishna. In that sense also it is pleasing. Even to the ordinary man. So, manabhidama, it is very pleasing. Nitvitta tarsai, for philosopher, it is also pleasing. We are talking all of philosophy in Bhagavad. Nitvitta tarsai rupagiyo mana dhabhausadhi chotra manobhina. Kau uttama sloka gunanubhara. Uttama sloka is Krishna, who is worshipped by offering nice, selected slokas. Authorized. Just like we offer prayer. Chintamani prakara sadamasu kalpa vrikkhala. Each line is full of poetry, poetic and literary character, grammar, or anything you take, they're all full. All Bhagavatam, all Srimad Bhagavatam. You cannot produce such literature in these days. Such meaningful. Because Vyasadeva was incarnation, he could produce. Therefore, it is uttama sloka. By the best selected verses, Krishna is described. So, who can be away from such activities to hear about the uttama sloka through nice verses, philosophy? Who can be bereft? Bina pasugna, only the animal hunter. Or the animal killer. The animal killer cannot understand. Therefore it is prohibited. No meat eating, no pleasure. This is the greatest disqualification for understanding. One cannot understand. The animal killer cannot understand. He has to stop. Vina pasugna. Pasugna means bhra means killer, and pasu means animal. And another meaning is pasu means oneself, living entity, dhra. So either one is killing himself or killing animals. Such person cannot understand about the glories of the Lord. It is not possible. Parikshit Maharaj said that kautama sloka gunanubada virajyate vina pasugna. Only the animal killer.
Hi.